This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
To know only one country is to know none. That's an insight by Seymour Martin Lipset, and it's so important that Jonah Goldberg believes that it should be pounded in the heads of every high school student. He suggests, for example, that whenever you hear people talk about America as uniquely or exceptionally flawed or superior, the first question you should ask is, compared to whom? And he provides several examples. Yes, America has a murder problem, but it is worth putting that tragedy in perspective. Do you know where America ranks internationally on homicides? Well, that number is 64. That shouldn't keep us from wanting to make this country safer, but when you hear about how bad a social or political problem this country is, we should ask the question, compared to whom? The title of his article is The Race to Racism, and the charge of racism is thrown around so much that it's likely that many Americans believe that this country is the most racist country in the world. Some may even believe that we're the only racist country in the world. That is why the statement by Seymour Martin Lipset is so important. You know, international surveys have asked people in different countries if they would have a problem with a person of a different race as a neighbor. 3% of Americans say they object to racially different neighbors. That makes us half as racist as Finland, roughly a quarter as racist as Spain and Italy, and slightly less racist than Germany or France. So the United States isn't the most tolerant country in the world, but you know what? Many of these other European countries have even more work to do. And I think these percentages are something to keep in mind the next time you hear someone say, the U.S. needs to be more like Europe. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.